You are listening to Hello Cupcake, It's Me, a podcast with your host, Michael Peterson.
Hey everyone, Michael here with Hello Cupcake, It's Me, a podcast, and today is March 21st, 2024, and if you haven't done so, please hit like and subscribe, then head on over to HelloCupcakeIt'sMe.com to give the blog some love, and then head on over to YouTube.com/HelloCupcakeIt'sMe to give the YouTube channel some love. YouTube channel is updated every Wednesday and Saturday. And also make sure that you check out my upcoming book. You can find information about it at www.cdsthebook.com. So, how the hell are y'all? I am doing pretty okay. Had a really amazing meeting today with Live Free Productions, Jamie Hensley, and she's the one who is helping me with the book promotions and getting like community involvement and all that other stuff. And we have a lot of stuff on our plate and just a lot of really good like ideas were flowing today, and coffee-fueled sermons between each other. So it was actually really cool. And just the sheer amount of creativity that this woman has, like, puts me in awe of her every single time that we have any kind of interactions with one another. So we have our first community thing scheduled for May 4th. I believe it's the 4th. It's a Saturday in May. But yeah, it's... So anyways, yeah, May 4th. And it's going to be a tea party where we invite the community and their friend and their family and kids, if they want to bring their kids. We're going to be holding it at a local park. And we are going to have some finger foods and tea, and it can be a fancy dress party. So if the kids want to dress up for it, awesome. But yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun, and that's going to be the very first exposure that I give to the community. And then we've also talked about getting some local musicians on board and seeing if they would like to do a fundraising concert. And yeah, so there's going to be a lot of stuff that I'm going to be talking about over the next couple of weeks on the YouTube channel, and I'm going to be dropping some promo here on the podcast as well. Along with that as well, if you have a social media outlet like YouTube, podcast, or whatever, and you would like for me to come onto your show and talk about my upcoming book, talk about like pretty much whatever, let me know. I am down for a collab, and actually kind of looking forward to it. But we could do a tit-for-tat type situation where I come onto your show and talk about my book and like my mental health journey and some of the stuff that prompted me to write this book. You could come onto my show and we could talk about your stuff. And I would really like to connect with the community and have a dialogue between our various shows. And I know that, you know, all my stuff is rather raw and unedited, and, you know, however you want to do it, we could talk about it. So, you could shoot me an email, hellocupcakeitsme@gmail.com, or, reach out to me through the book website, cdsthebook.com. So, yeah, getting into other stuff, I just got done watching X-Men 97, the first two episodes that Disney Plus has released. And guys, if you are an X-Men fan, especially growing up in the 90s and watching The Uncanny X-Men on Fox every day after school, y'all are gonna fucking love this show. They updated the intro a little bit, but they kept that amazing riff that we all came to know and love and like just is quintessential X-Men. We do have two new characters to the X-Men lineup. We have Morph, which has always been part of the X-Men or whatever, but like he's actually part of the title sequence now. And we also have Bishop, who is part of the title sequence as well. And I love what they have done with Storm. They made Storm the powerful goddess that she actually is, not like in the original Uncanny X-Men on Fox, where like it seemed like somebody would sneeze in Uganda and she would pass out. Like, they did her right in the first two episodes. I'm not going to spoil it too much with what's going on in there, but I also like what they've done with Magneto. Like, they've taken him out of the classic red and purple, like, outfit and put him into his more comic book outfit with a giant white M on the front and everything. So I'm excited to see where this series goes. And I truthfully, honestly hope and pray that they are going to like just take this and run with it and give us at least 7 seasons. Like, I would love to see this turn into a huge thing. I would like to see the reemergence of the Phoenix. I would like to see like some of those characters that we saw in the original X-Men cartoon be pulled over and new storylines to go along with them, because since the early 90s to now, there has been a lot that has happened in the comic book universe and so many story arcs that they could like tie in. They could tie in with the movie franchise. There's like just so much that can be done. So I'm really hoping that Disney does it right and like knocks it out of the fucking ballpark with this. The other thing in kind of geeky news that I'm upset about is we lost the creator of Dragon Ball and the Dragon Ball Z universe, whatever you want to call it. And so the outpour of emotions and the like AI generated pictures and just fanfare that has come from his passing has been so tremendous. Like, every time I see a new post, like, it makes me cry and it like just it hits me in my little geeky heart. And I know that people on my Facebook page are probably done seeing me posting tributes and stuff, but like I'm right there, like, you know, Dragon Ball and Dragon Ball Z were really my introduction, as it were, to anime. Like, there's not a time that I can't remember watching Dragon Ball, Dragon Ball Z, Sailor Moon, Ronin Warriors, you know, those kind of action-packed, in-your-face anime from the time that I was like a little kid up into my adult years. And, you know, I spent probably a year and a half going through and rewatching every single episode from the pilot episode of Dragon Ball all the way up to Dragon Ball Super. And that included all the movies and all that other stuff. And it was just like, wow, you know, having this kind of a scope, like, you know, I've watched it my whole life, but sitting down and intentionally, purposely watching it for the continuation of the storyline all the way up to like the latest movie, was just amazing for me, and like gave me that much more love for the series. And I also like the fact that Disney is doing so much with Star Wars now, and the new Acolyte series looks freaking phenomenal. So yeah, I'm gonna quit geeking out because I know I'm probably losing like half of you if you're still listening. But yeah, there's a lot of things happening in the nerdverse that is of noteworthy and just pretty awesome. The next movie that I'm going to try to go see is Ghostbusters Frozen Empire. And there's also another one coming out on the 28th, and I cannot remember it right off the top of my head because I'm still thinking about X-Men and Star Wars and Dragon Ball Z. But so there's two movies coming up that I want to go see. And for my birthday, which was on the 16th, I got a $30 gift card to Regal Cinema, which is like my number one favorite movie theater franchise. I love Regal Cinemas. They've always held a very special place in my heart, and I'm a Regal's reward card holder, so I get extra perks for going to go see movies. And then I have my Disney Plus account tied into it. I have my Disney Movie Insiders account tied into it. I have my Fandango account tied into it. So like, whenever I go to see a movie, I get like points across the board with multiple different things that I can like then cash in and use for merchandise or going to go see movies for free and stuff like that. So, yeah, a lot of just fun stuff happening that way. Kind of switching gears, I got out on the trail the other day for the first time in like 2 years, and I was actually able to do just a little over a mile. And I went to one of my favorite forest areas, and it was a struggle. I'm not gonna lie, like my back and my shins and the outside of my legs, like right above my ankle bones, hurt so goddamn bad. It wasn't even funny, but I woke up that morning and I was like, I am going to do this. I took a Flexerol and I took ibuprofen 400. And I waited like 15, 20 minutes, just long enough for it to kind of get into my system. And then I went for my walk, and it was just amazing. Like I went out into the forest, and there's this one particular area in this stretch of forest that is completely secluded. Not that many people walk through there. And it has a fallen tree that you can sit on, and it's all mossy and everything around it is just serene and beautiful and green and just peaceful and everything that I needed. Like my soul craved that connection, and I was really just kind of happy to be able to not only get out and walk, even though I was in a tremendous amount of pain, but just getting back into the forest and into the middle of it and like synchronizing my breathing with the ebb and flow of the wind and everything around me and listening to nature. Like, there was a raven who was just, like, going ham and, like, making this loud crowing, cawking sound that was just, like, filling, just bouncing off the trees and everything, and, like, listening to the different birds singing and chirping and the chipmunks calling out to each other. And just, I sat there for probably a good 30 minutes with my eyes closed, just meditating and taking a moment to disconnect, to reconnect. And it's something that has, like, really reawakened my passion for getting out and walking. And I know that I'm going to really need some extra help getting back out onto some of the trails that I was doing until I can get my stamina back up and going. Like, I've been going to the YMCA now for 2 years straight. And I have good endurance when I'm swimming, but swimming versus walking, two different things, because, you know, you're floating basically in the water. Yeah, you're moving your muscles and everything else, but it's not the same as having the full amount of weight on your joints, on your back, on everything else, and then, like, moving yourself across terrain. So I was hoping that, you know, doing my water aerobics and everything that I've been doing for the last 2 years had, like, built me up a little bit better, but it has strengthened me in some areas where other areas I need a lot of improvement still. And one of the biggest challenges that I think I'm facing right now is, back when I first started walking at the beginning of the pandemic, I started walking March 20th of 2020. And when I started walking, I was using a lot of marijuana at the time. I was smoking marijuana like 2-3 times a day, and just constantly, like, actively using. And, you know, cannabinoids connect in with our receptors and stuff, and so having that in my system and using topical THC and CBD ointments and things like that, I think that was what was keeping a lot of the pain at bay, was the fact that I was active in my usage and, for lack of a better term, active in my addiction. Like, you know, there was a time where I was actively seeking out getting high, where I was purposely overdrawing my bank account to go get weed and just laying in bed fiending for it or whatever else, because I was using it as a substitute for my medicine, because I didn't like the way that the medication was making me feel. So, you know, I could smoke a joint and feel really good and be giggly and ha-ha and not depressed. But at the same time, you know, once I started weaning myself off of it and recognizing that it was detrimental and counterproductive to what I was trying to obtain and what I was trying to do, that shit was difficult. I'm not against ever smoking weed again. It's just right now I don't want to get back into the habit of using it in the way that I was. And so I have been using CBD products, which is a completely different experience than THC. The CBD is the more medicinal, like, full body, where where THC is more psychoactive and all in the head. So a little bit of a difference, but even then, I've had this same pack of CBD gummies for probably a year and a half, and there was 20 in there, and I think I still have about like 10 left. So, you know, it's like one of those things that I'm using very sparingly and very responsibly. But, yeah, so I just got to find what that happy medium is again and see what works. Maybe it's like I have to go out and get some salon paws or like some lidocaine patches or something that I could put on my legs and on my lower back, because, you know, after 12, 13 years of actively telling my doctors time and time again that my back is only getting worse, they finally diagnosed me with degenerative disc disease and said, oh yeah, you know, L3, 4, 5, and 6 are affected, and we see that there is a thinning of the tissues, like, from the middle of your back to your sacrum, and it's like, oh, like everything that I told you? Like, oh, imagine that. So, I have an appointment coming up with my primary care physician next month. At the 27th of this month, I get to talk to my diabetes doctor, and I am going to talk to him about like some of my goals, some of the things that I want to try to get together, and also talk to him about pain management as well. And then with my primary care doctor, I'm going to, like, I already warned him ahead of time, like, the next time I come in, I want you to order every single test from A to Z to run on me. I want bone density tests. I want hormone tests. I want, like, you know, I want the full gambit of testing on top of a full-on physical, because, you know, being diabetic, I'm and insulin resistant, that is a huge, like, strike against me, because insulin gets stored in your fat. Well, if you're insulin resistant, what are you going to do? Your body's going to surround it and store it in fat, and you're not going to be able to lose the weight. And I think that it is a better solution to attack it and look at the hormonal issues versus undergoing the knife and getting a bariatric surgery done, be it gastric sleeve or a full-on bypass, both of which I don't want, because it ages you, like, quickly. And I've had so many people in my life who have had like lap band surgery or gastric bypass or whatever else done that has had lifelong complications or has died within 5 years of having it done. And this isn't like in the 90s or whatever. This is like recently. Like, I had a girlfriend who died at the age of 27 just months after having had her weight loss surgery. And, you know, there's a whole slew of, like, just shit that goes along with that that scares the hell out of me, and I don't want to go through that. So, anyways, guys, I've talked enough. We're almost at the 30-minute mark. And so, anyways, if you have any questions, comments, concerns, please put them in the comment section down below. Make sure that you like and subscribe and follow me on all the different social medias. And then also, like I said, if you would like to have me on your show, or you would like to have me, you know, just for us to work with one another, you be on my show, I be on your show, and vice versa. Let me know. Again, the email is hellocupcakeitsme@gmail.com, or you can reach out to me through my book website, cdsthebook.com. So until next time, I will talk to y'all later. Bye, guys.
Thank you so much for tuning in. You have been listening to Hello Cupcake, It's Me, a podcast with your host, Michael Peterson. Please make sure to check back often as new episodes are released bi-weekly. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns, please feel free to send a message to hellocupcakeitsme@gmail.com. And until next time, stay happy, safe, and keep doing the best you can with what you have been given.